Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In football terms, better show up. And that's the case with Brown's mandatory minicamp starting today. We can be sure that she'll be showing up. In fact, she's on her way there right now. She covers the Browns for the Plain Dealer in Cleveland.com. She's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. She's Mary Kay Cabot. Hello, Mary Kay.
Hi, Mary Kay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. You're showing up, right? It's mandatory.
Yes, and I am literally on my way there right now. So hopefully that will all go well while we're talking.
Yes.
Hopefully. Give me your expectations for what you want to see today or what you think you're going to see. How's that sound?
I think we're going to see more of the same from the quarterbacks. I think you'll probably still see Kenny Pickett going first quite a bit. I think you'll see Dylan getting some of those quality reps in 11-on-11s. I think you'll see Joe being Joe. I think Shador will still start out as the fourth-team quarterback, but he's coming along well and sort of working his way up through the ranks. The things to watch today that we haven't seen yet, of course, are Myles Garrett is here. So let's see what Myles looks like. He always looks good. It doesn't matter if he shows up for OTAs or not. He always looks the part right away. So looking forward to seeing him. And then David Njoku, he kind of has to have a bounce back year after some injuries last season. So I'm looking forward to seeing him. And then I'm interested in what Deontay Johnson is all about.
Ding, ding, ding. Yep.
Right? He worked out on his own during OTAs, which I thought was, I just thought he should have been there, to be honest with you. But he chose to work out on his own. So now let's see how he acclimates to the scheme and to the system and how he sort of fits in. So those are some of the things I'll be watching.
Mary Kay, it's our favorite thing to talk about, wide receivers. And with that in mind, Andy and I were just talking about this. If you're the coaching staff, I would think your offensive coaching staff, Kevin and Tommy Reese especially, you're looking at your skill position talent here in mandatory minicamp and thinking, okay, is this enough? What does Deontay look like? How is Cedric Tillman? Is he the guy that he was at times for a short period before the concussion last year? And if not, I would think Andrew Berry has some work to do before the start of training camp. Is that viable?
Well, the tricky thing in this mandatory minicamp, and I wrote this in a story that I wrote yesterday about the quarterbacks and a few other things to watch, is the fact that Cedric Tillman and Michael Woods probably aren't going to be participating in this minicamp with some injuries. And if they do participate, it's not going to be on a full basis. So I think it might be a little bit tricky to get a full picture of what your receiving core is going to look like. Of course, it will give the younger guys more of an opportunity to work with all of the different quarterbacks. And there are a lot of young guys in this camp. But I don't think you're necessarily going to see what your whole wide receiving core looks like.
Mary Kay, is there a free agent you want to keep your eye on as far as the wide receivers are concerned? I mean, I talked about Luke Fauria for a second there. But I mean, they have a lot of wide receivers in.
Yeah, he looks very, very good. Keyshawn Johnson has done some nice things. Cade McDonald has. So these guys are all kind of bringing out the best in each other and getting so many reps, especially because they're two-spotting, as we have talked about, and that means that they are running concurrent passing drills on two different fields at any given time, except really for when they're in 11-on-11s for the most part. But when they're in modified 7-on-7s, which includes some linemen to give them a feeling of having bodies in front of them, when they're in those kind of drills, then they're on two separate fields and they're splitting them up pretty good. But these young guys have done a really nice job, and the moment just can't be too big for them. They've got an opportunity here to try to make this football team, and they just have to be on point.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Every second.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us. Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, covers the Browns. She'll be all over the mandatory minicamp, so make sure you read her coverage. It's always outstanding. Is David Bell on his last chance to stick with this football team and contribute with this football team?
Well, David is, of course, coming off of a dislocated hip that required surgery. So we did not see him out there during OTAs. And I'm guessing he's probably not going to be out there for this mandatory mini camp. And if he is, I'll be somewhat surprised by that, because this is a situation where you do want to keep these guys or get these guys healthy for training camp. So I don't know if it's a last chance for David, considering he is coming off of a surgery.
Well, I mean into training camp too, Mary Kay. I mean, you know, heading up to the regular season here.
Well, it's certainly an opportunity for him to prove to the Browns that he does still belong around here. But we know that they really liked him when they drafted him, and we know that they are reluctant to give up on their draft picks. And I think there are opportunities and spaces available in that wide receiver room. And if he's healthy enough, I think he'll really try to be one of those guys.
All right. Do we want to play the quarterback game at all here, or I'm still
for Cleveland. Of course, we want to play the quarterback game.
And I think we've already talked about this before, but they're just so different. And how does one jump off the page at this camp?
Well, here's the thing, and this is the column that I wrote yesterday. When we were out there last Wednesday, Kenny Pickett and Dylan Gabriel did not always look smooth. They were not always completing every single pass. But I've been digging around about this a little bit, and what's happening with those two guys is the fact that they are heaping as much as possible on their plate, and those two guys are taking the brunt of the install, because the Browns have to figure out what is going to work in this system and what is not going to work. They have an overhauled scheme once again, and they have to make sure that they're ready to go on opening day. And so a lot of what's going on in practice right now, especially at this time of year, is tossing some things out in the scheme, adding some things in. And those guys are tasked with helping them figure it out. So that's they completely take that into account when they're evaluating them, and they're not overly concerned with, are they making every completion? Are they, you know, what they really want to see is this particular concept going to work in this offense?
Mary Kay, do you think the coaching staff already has its plan in place for the running backs? A pecking order, I would think Judkins, I think we're all assuming he's going to be the number one guy, get the bulk of the carries. Or do you think this is a situation where Judkins, Sampson, Ford are a trio of running backs? How do you think this is going to shake out?
Well, I absolutely think that Quinshon will be the bell cow. We know that in part because that's what they told us on draft weekend, that he is the designated bell cow, the new Nick Chubb, so to speak. And then you've got the change up back in Dylan Sampson, and he, even from a size standpoint, is just so different. So he is your smaller, shiftier back. And then Jerome Ford can back up both of those guys and do either of those kinds of things on any down. So you've got guys that can catch the ball out of the backfield, mostly in Ford and Sampson. You've got your explosiveness and your power running game in Quinshon. So I think that's how it'll go. I think that they hope that Dylan Sampson can kind of be their first choice as their change-up back, change-of-pace back, and then Jerome Ford will kind of fill in. That's why he came back on a fully guaranteed $1.75 million contract. I think, you know, that pretty much tells you that they're not counting on him being number one or number two, but a good solid number three at this point.
It's going to be weird not seeing Nick Chubb out there, isn't it? I mean, I know he's been hurt a little bit, but, you know, to see him and to, you know, we'll finally probably see him in a Houston jersey here over the next couple of days. So I just, your thoughts on Nick Chubb no longer with the team, and just it's going to be weird when you see him playing for another team.
Yeah, it's weird, and it is unfortunate, and I know everyone wishes, including the Browns, wish that it didn't quite have to happen this way, and that Nick Chubb could have seamlessly gone on here in Cleveland and finished his career with the Cleveland Browns. But I wrote a story that posted this morning, a column saying that he needs to retire as a Cleveland Brown. So hopefully they are parting in good enough standing that he will absolutely 100% want to come back here and sign again to at least retire as a Cleveland Brown, even if he doesn't play another snap for this football team. It's the way that it needs to be. And I think that Nick understands what's going on right now. I think he gets that it is a business. He's been around long enough to see how these things go. And he was very grateful that they brought him back last year when he probably wasn't 100% even ready to come back. But they brought him back and they gave him an opportunity to make all of his money back. It didn't quite happen that way, but the fact that they kept him on board, I know he is grateful for that.
Mary Kay, do you think the overall decision not to bring Nick back was based on his age? Was it based on money? Or was it based on the Browns saw Nick last year and thought this is not the same running back?
Well, even if Nick had never had a surgery, instead of the two major left knee reconstructions that he's had, even if he never had a surgery, running backs kind of have a shelf life, and they do get to the point where, you know, sometimes it's time to infuse the position with some new, more explosive, younger talent. That's just the name of the game for the position. And then you add in the fact that, yes, he is coming off of a major knee reconstruction, and he really wasn't himself last year. I think he'll be better this year. So all of those things add up. I mean, he's 29, and that's just the way that it goes in the world of running backs for the most part.
All right, how much pressure on Kevin Stefanski? I mean, he's pretty, you know, smooth and doesn't seem like he's sweating on anything, but how much pressure is there on him? And I want to say to win, but I don't even know if that's the right answer.
Well, I think Jimmy Haslam made it clear at the NFL annual meetings when we asked him about this very topic. He almost made it sound like, look, everyone knows you need a quarterback to win, and this might not be the year where we have our quarterback of the future. Now, if that works out that they do, that's great for everyone. But if they don't, they're poised next year to go out and draft a quarterback in the first round who could potentially become your franchise QB. So I don't think that he's going to hold their feet to the fire this year if things don't go as planned.
Mary Kay, thank you for making time for us today on your way to minicamp. We look forward to your questions during the press conferences in our 1 o'clock hour. Thank you.
And even if the clouds are out, sunblock, Mary Kay.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, guys.
Mary Kay Cabot, plaindealercleveland.com. She's joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.